Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I didn't grow up looking at my mum and seeing all these pots and potions and lotions and think, oh my God, this is the world for me. I love all of this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that probably gave me quite a healthy outlook on it all, mm-hmm. which was, it wasn't something that, it wasn't like, oh, Holly, you must look after your skin. You must look after your skin. It was just, that wasn't the important bit when I was growing up.
Hello and welcome to Beautiful Lives. Today's guest is Holly Willoughby. I expect you'll already be very familiar with Holly, given that she presents This Morning, which, by the way, just celebrated its 30th anniversary and won a BAFTA, so congratulations to This Morning. She also presents I'm a Celebrity, which kicks off again in November. She is a brand partner with M&S, and she works with Garnier, who very kindly arranged this interview. Now, Holly's approach to beauty is functional. She wants products that really, really work, which makes her list an interesting one. It's full of stuff that she just goes, yep, I know this does the job, just going to put it on, and that's that. That's not to say that she doesn't enjoy beauty and the rituals of it. She talks a bit about loving a bath, for example, but she does have a look, and it's her look. She talks about, for example, how she doesn't actually like drawing attention to her brows, and also how she doesn't wear fake tan, which I found revelatory. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand over to Holly Willoughby for her Beautiful Life. So we're here today to celebrate the Garnier-UNICEF
collaboration.
So Garnier have partnered to get funds to where they're most needed to protect children. Mm-hmm. So they're giving, so of the funds, 50% are going directly into an emergency box situation. So they're doing, can you explain what's in this?
Well, there's three sort of different kits that you can get, really. There's the educational kit, there's the recreational kit, and there's the hygiene kit. So it really just depends what people need. Yeah. I mean, I'm learning this all today because, you know, I've been an ambassador with Garnier for a little while now, and this is the first time I've known them to do something like this. Yeah. And what I learned today, which actually I think is a really lovely thing, and it just goes to say what, it makes me feel very proud of Garnier, actually, and why I like working for them, because lots of companies will collaborate with different charities and they will do things, but when they give money, they like to tell them where they like the money to go. Yeah. And so that tends to be, and this is so shocking, and this is what surprised me today, was they like it to go to popular disasters.
Yes.
High profile disasters, which I can't even believe is a thing, that that's an actual thing, but apparently that's the way it works. So what Garnier do is that the money that's going to UNICEF is totally for them to disperse wherever it's needed the most, mm-hmm. and they can use it wherever they want to. And, you know, it's just about doing something good and doing something right.
Yeah. So that's the overriding impression that everyone in the room has been like, this is incredible. Yeah. They just want to help, which is really refreshing.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice.
We've asked all of our guests to come up with five products that have meant something to them and that make their lives easier.
Yeah.
And Holly, I was asking Holly about hers before we started the podcast, and she said, I've got mine written down.
Because I have so organized. I have like a sieve for a brain.
Yeah.
This is a thing of a busy lady.
Yes.
Like, I know the bits that are there, but if you ask me, I'll just go, I don't know what it's called. And also because for me, beauty products aren't really something, like, I don't necessarily just go for the brand because that's a good brand. Mm. Like, I like high functioning products.
So where are you getting your recommendations from, makeup artists?
Well, Patsy, who's done my makeup for donkey's years. Mm-hmm. It tends to be solely her, actually.
When did you meet Patsy?
So Patsy I met on X Factor.
Okay.
When I was doing X Factor. So mm-hmm. I'd just had Harry. So she's been with me I met her before then, but really she started with me about 8 years ago.
So you get loads of tips on Patsy. But before Patsy, were you able to do your own makeup well? Or were you someone who was a bit
I like doing makeup. Yeah. I like it. And I think I can do it fine. Mm-hmm. I'm nowhere near as good as her.
Okay, so preferably makeup. Preferably Patsy is doing makeup.
Definitely. It's really weird because we have the summer off. Mm. And when I come back to work after the summer, it's really weird when she does my makeup for the first time and I look at the mirror and I go, oh yeah, there's Telly Holly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't seen myself looking like that for like 6 weeks.
When you're at home, do you wear makeup if you're...
Very, very rarely.
Okay, so you're
really if I'm going out or I do something that I do, but apart from that, no. It feels like work to me.
Being out wearing no makeup.
No, it doesn't bother me.
So you're a mum of three.
Yeah.
And you're a wife and you're super busy.
Yes.
So you are literally, for you, it's not about walking through Selfridges and going, oh, that's
no,
nice.
Totally not.
You're like,
totally
I need my lashes.
And it's got to work.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, it's got to work. I also don't want to put loads of chemicals and junk on my skin. I really don't want to do that. So I like products to have, to be able to, when you look at the ingredients, you go, oh, I actually know what that is, instead of some weird concoction of badness. Like, I do think about that sort of thing.
Some products have antifreeze in them, I only recently learned.
Well, this is
terrifying.
This is more scary things I need to think about in my life.
Yeah, so let's go in with your first product.
So,
then.
My first product I really like. So, Ico, which is a lovely brand.
Lovely brand.
And they have brought out this kind of eyeshadow stick, and I like an eyeshadow stick because I can just wallop it on, smudge it in, and you're done.
Are you putting it all over your eyelids, or just close to your lash
line?
So
I'll do like a line near my lash line and then I'll kind of blend it up. Mm-hmm. But they've put a brush on the end of it, which is a really good brush. It's like a really thick, flat brush.
Yes.
And it's really nice and it's a good chunky size stick. Mm-hmm. Not too chunky at all.
No.
It's good. It's good. So I like that. I like that very much. And they
do have
lots of different colours.
That you love, or...
I don't know what it's called. Didn't write that bit down, did I?
Is it champagne-y or black?
It's like a goldy, it's not gold at all. It's like a brown, but with a goldy fleck through it.
I know the exact one.
It's almost the colour you've got on your eyes now.
Yes, this is a Bobbi Brown.
Right, but it's not dissimilar to that.
Yeah, it is. It's very similar. And my sister uses it and she's obsessed with it.
Oh,
it's the only thing she'll put on her eyes.
Good,
she's not into it. Okay, so off your first product, I would like to stop you for one sec and go back to your childhood.
Yeah.
So when you were very young, what's your first sort of memory of beauty? Or was your mum... So your mum was an air stewardess, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So was she into beauty?
No, not at all. My mum, and this is why also I think that skin and ageing and all that sort of stuff, genetics has an awful lot to do with it.
Yes.
Like, there is no doubt about it. My mum looks incredible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she never does anything to her skin. I mean, she washes her face with soap and water.
Does she really?
She literally, which you would think would be the most horrendous
thing,
right?
I couldn't get away with that, but yeah.
It's really weird. It's really weird. And I say to her, now she started moisturising probably when she was about 55. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, you've got to do better than that. But she has the most beautiful, beautiful skin. And she's never fussed about it. She never wears any foundation. She's never... I don't know. So I do think genetics has quite a lot to do with it. So I didn't grow up looking at my mum and seeing all these pots and potions and lotions and think, oh my God, this is the world for me. I love all of this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that probably gave me quite a healthy outlook on it all, which was, it wasn't something that... It wasn't like, oh, Holly, you must look after your skin. You must look after your skin. It was just... That wasn't the important bit when I was growing up. Do you know what I mean?
So you were enjoying yourself. And then,
and I think that's why now I'm quite sort of unfussed about it as well. I mean, I do definitely moisturise. I do definitely wear sun protection.
But it's very functional for you.
But it's all quite functional. And if it smells nice and it's made of lovely things, then that's great too.
Do you find it... So some people say about beauty that, or rather having, say, a bath in something nice, that they find that quite meditative and
remedial. I love a bath.
Okay,
now,
so
that
you,
is a real treat for me.
Right.
And like, I really love a bath.
Are you a bubble bath or a salts? Or do you care what goes in?
No, I do, actually. Okay. And then, see, that does have to smell really nice. Okay. And I like bath oils, as long as I'm not washing my hair. But I love bubble bath. I hate lying in the bath and being able to see myself through the water. I hate it. It's really annoying.
Do you like to get the bubbles as big as Kylie in the I Should Be So Lucky
video? Yes, exactly. Exactly. Or in Pretty Woman.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's another classic.
Yeah, every time I'm in the bath, I think about that. But no, I love all that. And I really love just relaxing and some... Yeah, so I think...
So it's sometimes
different needs for different things.
Right, okay. And also, because you're a mum, so I'm imagining that when the bathroom door shuts and you're in your bath, that's a moment where you're like, oh, life is good.
Until you hear them going, Mummy!
Yeah, you're like,
oh, great, I'm in the bath now. I'm going to have to get out.
I'm having my moment. Yeah. Okay, let's go to product number two then.
Okay, so this is a British brand. It's called Lily Lolo, and they do lots of lovely bits, actually, but I'm particularly fond at the moment of their eyebrow pencil. And I do know the colour on this one. It's light.
Oh!
That was hard to remember, wasn't it? It's called Brow Duo in Light.
What colour are your eyebrows naturally? Are they kind of...
Well, I'm quite dark, naturally. Dark, dark, dark.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody always thinks of me being blonde, blonde, blonde. But I'm very, very dark.
Were you blonde when you were growing up?
I was lighter when I was little, and then I went dark.
Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely brown haired. I'm definite brunette, okay. But now I'm not.
Very convincing. How did that
happen? So the light. I don't. It probably is slightly lighter than my natural colour, but I don't like darkening my brows, and I don't like drawing attention to my brows. In a world where everybody wants to draw attention to their brows. When did that happen? When did brows become the most important thing?
I have no idea, but I love that they're bigger than they were. I did the plucking them off.
Agreed. Better than the 90s arch.
Much better. But terrifying that they're often drawn on with like a felt tip now.
It's just that you just, you know, tread gently.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Okay, we're returning back again. This is going to be back and forthing.
Okay.
So back to your childhood, you're getting to teenage years.
Yeah.
Your sort of beauty is very functional for you. And then suddenly you're model spotted.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, were you like, that sounds like a great job, I'll do it? What was the attitude towards that?
Yeah, well, I think basically, because I went to the clothes show live with the school. So it was not on my
agenda.
It wasn't my plan to go and do that. And so I got spotted, and I remember, and I came home and I told my mum, and it was Storm. And mum obviously had heard of Storm before and done a bit of research, and she knew, I think, Kate Moss had not long been discovered there, so it was all a bit exciting and all
terribly
that stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah, so it felt proper, I guess, for want of a better word.
Yeah.
So she felt comfortable with me doing it, and she came up with me the first few times. Mm-hmm. And I think really for me, more so than kind of establishing myself in that beauty world or fashion or whatever it was, because I was really doing teenage magazines. I mean, I was Ms and Just 17 and More and all of those types of magazines. So you still looked relatively young. It wasn't like I suddenly was this 13-year-old doing high-end fashion. Yeah. So it was all quite gentle.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good for me, for my confidence as a person, because I was sort of 14, 15. I think at that age, you're not a child. And you're not an adult.
Not a girl, not yet a woman.
No, you're to quote Britney.
Yeah.
But you are somewhere in between. And it's quite a weird time for a girl.
It's a time of change where
big
that
change.
Always makes you feel a bit insecure somehow,
everything. Exactly. Yeah. And it really did throw me in at the deep end of talking to adults and being among, you know, colleagues, as opposed to them being adults and me being a child.
Yeah.
And I think it really helped me come out of my shell. And because I wasn't the most confident person at school. I mean, all my school friends are like, still can't understand how I'm doing the job that I'm doing, because they didn't understand that at all. They were like, well, you were the one with your sleeve pulled down over your hand and with your jumper over your mouth because you were too scared to look anyone in the eye. And I was fine with my friends, but like new people or new adults or new things, I didn't have that instant confidence that some of the other girls have. So that helped.
Yeah.
That was a really good thing for me. It forced me to do that.
And were you getting into beauty at that stage? Did you think, oh, I love this mascara? Or was it just a job?
I loved having my makeup done, no doubt about it. Loved it. I mean, that was all really exciting. What teenage girl wouldn't? Yeah. You know, that's all really exciting.
And the transformation's quite exciting too.
But did it? I don't know. I don't know whether it started that
it
or
didn't
not.
Spark an
I don't
obsession
think.
Or anything like that.
I don't think so. I don't think I ever massively wore tons of makeup, ever.
Okay.
So
no regrets, no awful pictures.
No regrets, although I'm sure there is somewhere.
Okay, let's go to your next product.
So my next product is a really lovely product, and I first discovered this product at the NTAs this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing this pink dress. We wanted something quite neutral and Patsy, and it was her find. And it's Burt's Bees. And you're always thinking, oh, what lovely products she's going to bring in. Something really posh and fluff and lovely. and it was Burt's Bees. And I love Burt's Bees anyway.
It's a great
because
brand.
It's a really lovely and natural. Yeah.
And they give money back to bees as well.
Which is obviously a lovely thing to do. Yeah. So she bought in this lipstick and it's called, my favourite one, it's called Blush Basin. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And it's got loads of shea butter in it, and it just feels really, it's like a lip balm with colour in it.
Yes.
And in fact, last night I wore the red version of it for the first time, and I thought, I wonder if this is the same. And it's just brilliant. The nicest lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really nice formula as well.
It just doesn't get stuck on your lips.
Yeah. Okay, so again, let's move forward in your life.
Yeah,
so you start to do TV,
and
the transition from having your picture taken to speaking on camera and things like that. Was that just easy for you? Did you
no, not at all. Awful, awful.
Okay.
I mean, I started doing S Club TV, and we were—I say we because there were seven of us, and none of us had done telly before.
Okay.
So we'd all come from different backgrounds and places and reasons for being there, and we were shocking. I mean, it was a 25-minute show, pre-recorded. Just links. That's all we had to do. Links. Nothing. No interviews. Nothing. Just a few links in and out of different features. We were there all day. I mean, how they didn't just throttle us,
it's
I have no
idea. It's a good way to learn,
idea.
Though, doing that.
Well, I mean, there are some people on there. There's a guy who was our producer on there who I still bump into now. And I look at him and I just go, I don't know how you coped.
Yeah.
But what it did do was, bizarrely, even though I was utter rubbish, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. So that's kind of, I kind of knew that I liked doing it, but... Yeah, I obviously had a long way to go.
And was that when you met Fern and you were sort of...
No, that was a bit later actually.
Okay.
Because after I did that show, then I didn't work in telly for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at a production company. I was a receptionist. And then I worked at a... I did a bit of running.
Okay.
And then I did a bit of floor managing on an all-night shopping channel.
And none of those were the one for you?
None of those. Well, no. I mean, the opportunity to be in front of the screen wasn't there. But what it did do was give me a really good foundation of telly from different angles. And when I was... running and when I was floor managing, I always kept the headset on and was listening to the gallery. So then when I had an audition at CBBC a few years later, like, I understood that kind of gallery live studio etiquette, and it really helped.
Yeah.
It really helped. So and then it was at CBBC that I met Fern.
Okay. And then that was a lovely friendship that has flourished ever since. So Fern is also a Garnier Unicef ambassador.
So the next one, this is really nice, and this for anybody that wakes up early in the morning or just sometimes needs like a spritz of life, I would say. There's this lovely brand called, I will not be able to say this because if you said a French accent, it sounds really nice. But for the sake of this, I'm going to go Caudalie.
I think that is correct.
Caudalie.
That sounds even better.
Caudalie.
I'm not going
to
try.
And it's called Beauty Elixir, which is much easier to say. Anyway, it's a spray. I think it's like a spray toner. I don't know. I put it on before I put my... I put it on at work. So I get to work, Patsy's got it there, and I spritz myself. And it's... I don't know what's in it, but it is like... It just zings you.
Oh, it's
and
so
it's
zingy.
Lovely on your skin. Mm-hmm. And you can... Your makeup sits really nicely on top of it. And I think you can use it after makeup as well, Patsy.
I use mine after makeup. Have you ever done that?
I don't think I have, but she said that just now. And I was like, oh, well, you've never done that.
If your makeup goes a bit powdery and crap, you know when it starts to look a bit like a mask? Spritz of that and it wakes it up. It's really,
really
nice. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do next products because...
Okay, so this is a leg makeup, which, to be honest, I would never wear in real life, but this is more for the telly. Everybody thinks I wear fake tan. I hate fake tan. Never been able to get on
Are
with
you wearing
it.
Fake tan on your face now?
No.
You've got the most wonderful skin colour.
I think no, I'm never, and I'm always linked to different fake tan brands, and it's a nonsense because I never, I've probably had three fake tans in my life. But this leg stuff, it's called, how do you say this then? Vita Liberata?
I think it's Vita Liberata, yeah.
And it's called Body Blur. Mm. And I really like it. If I'm wearing a skirt on this morning, sometimes I just put a bit on my legs just to kind of even the tone out a little bit. And then it says on it you can wear it on your face. I wouldn't. It's got a little bit of shimmer in it. Not too much because I don't like shimmery stuff. But shimmer on your face, in your foundation, I'm not sure about.
No, I'm not sold on that.
But it's nice. It's just nice. And I might be steering you completely down the wrong path here because this might just be a good telly thing.
No, I've used it in real life. I think it's more of like an occasion thing.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
So
just go carefully, like just really check it. Tiny, tiny little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Tiny little bit, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you for taking us through all your products.
Thank you.
And your life.
Thanks very much.
And yeah, we will put all the details on the Garnier UNICEF collaboration in the show notes. Thank you very much, Holly Willoughby.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So that was the delightful Holly Willoughby. And if you're anything like me, I expect that you'll want to go and buy all the products that she mentioned. Don't worry though if you didn't note their names, because I have put them all underneath in the show notes. Please do rate and review the episode, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. I'll be back next week with the incredible educator, writer and activist Sinead Burke. Here's a little snippet of next week's interview.
Even though my difference is physically and immediately obvious, we're all different.
Yeah.
The definition of normality is so skewed that, and actually so personal, that, you know, you don't subscribe to my definition of normality, nor do I of yours. And that's okay. Yeah. And I think by encouraging those conversations and by being your most authentic self online, and that's not to say we all need to post photos and narrate our worst days, but just being conscious.
So don't forget to tune in next week. See you then. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.